T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I guess I owe Brandon Payne a big thank you also. Brandon Payne is Steph Curry's personal trainer, athletic trainer, been with him for a long time. Brandon, I know you do a few interviews on here. This might be the first time you've done it with myself and Daryl the Guru Johnson, so welcome.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me. And he's also the best thing that's happened to Mike. We've got that in common.
Nice. Hey, man, how long can he play? Come on now.
I think we've still got a ways to go. I'm planning this off season just as I would have planned one, 5 or 6 years ago. So we're not really, we're not slowing down what we're doing in the off season. We still got the same goals that we like to look towards. And while he's out enjoying, kind of the finals and the championship parade and everything, I'm busy working on number 5 right now.
Awesome. Brandon, we were out at the facility not too long ago, my partner and I, and we talked to Steph, and I called you Alfred to his Batman, and he liked that. He got a kick out of it. My question to you is, he's 34, not 44, but the fact that you guys together, I imagine, where you saw, okay, hey, you want to add some muscle, you added muscle, but you added muscle to the degree to where it would work. What was the math behind that?
Well, a few years ago, we had the opportunity to kind of get into a much more collaborative approach between the offseason and end season. So the Warriors staff, they finally had gotten to a point where they had a really stable performance staff. So we were able to collaborate and work really closely with the Warriors strength staff to create more of a 12-month approach as opposed to kind of an in-season, off-season approach. And through that, we've been able to, get a lot more detailed and been a lot more focused on certain things. And he's added some strength. He's added a little bit of size. But some of it has to also do with the fact that he's just kind of coming into that grown man body now. And he's just doing it a little bit later than a few guys have. Most guys typically get into this grown man body around 27, 28, 29. He just got to it, around 33, 34. And that bodes well for his future. I mean, that tells you that he's still got a lot left in the tank. And so, going with more of a 12-month approach when it comes to strength and really being planned out and organized when it comes to what I do with him in terms of skill and skill acquisition and skill refinement, we've been able to put together a really solid program for him that sets him up for success, we feel like, for a long time.
Brandon Payne joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's Steph Curry's athletic and personal trainer. Let me ask you this. You talk about a 12-month approach, and in a way, I get it. That's why he is who he is. On the other hand, it's like, boy, wouldn't a 12-month approach almost be counteracting what you're doing? And I guess my question is, what's the most amount of time off he takes from?
Well, he'll take a significant amount of time off right now.
Okay. So
he'll probably take the next 2-3 weeks, really not do much of anything before the Tahoe golf tournament.
Okay.
The Tahoe golf tournament kind of signifies the end of his vacation and the time when I start heading out there and I set up camp pretty much until training camp with him. He'll take the next few weeks, and then we have a kind of a steady ramping up period where we'll start the first week. We'll probably go 4 days, and we'll do 4 days for the first 2 weeks, and then we'll probably add a fifth day in around week 3, week 4, and we might get to a 6th day around week 5, and then he'll take another 2-week vacation. where he'll go and he'll take a family vacation. And then when he comes back, instead of starting at a 4-day work week, we'll start a 5-day work week. We'll stay there for about 10 to 14 days, and then we'll ramp back up to a 6-day work week. Now, even within those work weeks, the number of days, not every day is at the same level of intensity, certainly not the same loading level. So, you know, depending on what we're doing from a strength standpoint, it really dictates what we do from a skill standpoint. So if he has a really heavy day on a Monday in terms of strength, maybe on a Tuesday we go much lighter in terms of what he does on the court. He's on the court pretty much each day that he does strength, but we have to make sure that we're not, you know, putting him in really fatigued situations in the off season, because if you do that, you get to the point of mechanical breakdown if you do too much work. So you got to really monitor the load and make sure that he's in shape enough to get the work done that we need to do to get better.
Yeah, Brandon, I mean, I got to tell you, I find this fascinating, and I'm sure I'm not the only person in the Bay Area. I mean, Steph is, everybody wants to know as much as humanly possible about Steph. So it looks like, okay, he's going to take 2 or 3 weeks off now, and then later in the summer, he's going to take maybe 2 or 3 weeks off to go with his, like, when you say take a week, take 2 or 3 weeks off, okay, can I assume he will not shoot a basketball?
On, you can assume that, yes. That does not make me happy to say that, but yes, you would be correct in making that assumption. It's not my favorite time of year when he's not shooting. But I know it's a necessary part of the process. When you've played as many games and you've gone to the finals 6 times now, you know, you need a little bit of downtime. Just, you know, mentally you need some time away. You need time to be a dad. You need time to be a businessman. You need time to kind of get away from it for a little bit. But, yeah, he won't shoot a ball for a couple weeks, and then, you know, we'll get back at it. And then he'll take another break. And then when he comes back from that second vacation, it's really, you know, full steam ahead until we get to training camp.
Man, you got we're both fascinated at this. Brandon, I got a question. I know you work with Curry. You know, it's Brandon and Steph. And I just wonder when your job ends, if it does ever. Like, do you find players coming to find you because they know what you mean to Steph and his endurance? And when Klay came back and you watch Draymond and you're watching the Warriors, do you try to interject and say, hey, you know, maybe this might work? Where are you at on all of that?
Well, you know, Steph takes up a lot of time. I'll be honest with you. You know, watching game film and you know, making sure that we're doing things in the off season to counteract what teams are doing to give them problems during the season. You know, that takes a lot of my time. And I've got a 14-year-old son and an 11-year-old son that are in the midst of developing from a basketball standpoint too. So that takes up a lot of my time also. You know, players do call, and I have a couple of players that I'll work with for when Steph's on vacation this summer. There's another point guard in the league that wants me to do a little bit of work with him. So I'll do that. And, but you know, Steph is, for me at my age, about all I can handle most of the time. Now, when teammates like Jordan Poole comes around sometimes, and Damian Lee obviously comes around sometimes, and Steph Curry will come in sometimes, Michael Porter Jr. from the Nuggets comes in and works out with Steph. So we have other guys, and there's other guys that I will consult with, but I won't necessarily work hands-on with just because, you know, I'm getting a little bit older now, and so I'd like to be a father, and I'd like to finish out with Stephen here over these next 5 or 6 seasons and see this all the way through.
Brandon Payne joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's Steph Curry's personal trainer. I got to believe what you do is very, very sophisticated, and will there be a point where you're either putting him through drills or you're testing him and you're measuring where you're going to be able to say, he used to do that better. He used to do that a little more quick. So, maybe we're seeing some diminish.
Well, there's a point in every day where I say that about myself, but I don't think that I'm going to get to that point with Stephen anytime soon. There are things that he does differently and things that he does more efficiently. But the reality is for him physically is he's still gaining power. He's still gaining strength and speed. I know that sounds funny, but he really is. People kind of look at me crazy when I say that. But he's still, you know, moving the barbell more velocity, and he's, you know, still developing power in his lower body. And so when you're still getting stronger, when you're still getting faster, it allows you to refine and acquire skill more easily, because the reality is we can do skill work all day long. You can shoot. You can do ball handling. You can go out and play one-on-one. You can do all these things. But if you don't have the required strength, speed, and power to execute the skills that you're developing in workouts and games, all that skill work doesn't matter. So, you know, when he continues to get stronger the way he is, it makes the skill work better, and he's still acquiring new skills. We're still acquiring new ways to create space, because at this point, with the comfort and confidence level that he has, he can be very creative. And I always told him that, you know, comfort and confidence equals creativity, and that's where he is now. So we can be very creative in how we're creating space. We can be very creative in how we're screening and getting out of the screens. So as long as he's continuing to improve physically, I don't see that diminishing returns point coming anytime soon, because we're just not close. And I know that sounds odd, but we're not.
No, we can look at it and tell, Brandon, I believe you. I want to kind of have some fun with you. You know, when you talk about Steph, the basketball player, it's almost like perfection, right? So this year, Brandon, a few times, more so than any other times, we saw him miss a free throw, and you could hear the announcers have some fun with it, like, oh, we're just not used to that. Would you ever fire up off a text, or would you talk to Steph? Would that be fatigue in your eyes? Like, when you saw him miss a couple free throws, is that something that stays with you and you have some fun with, or are you always working like, okay, why is that happening a little more frequently than it ever has?
Well, I don't think anybody hates missed shots more than me. I hate missed shots. It drives me crazy. So, no, I'm glad somebody had a little bit of fun with it. I certainly didn't. But if it was the regular season, I probably would have fired something off, or I probably would have hopped on the plane to get out to the Bay. But given the fact that it was in the postseason, I try as much as I can in the postseason to give him all the space he needs and not – you know, players and even guys like Stephen, when you put things in their head, sometimes it tends to stay there. So unless it's something that's really glaring or something that's really standing out that I know he needs to stop, I'll keep it to myself until the right time. Because again, I mean, it's just so funny. It's no different than hitters in baseball or you know, golfers on the putting green. If they get something in their head, sometimes it can kind of stick there and get in the way. So, you know, I'll leave it alone, but I am going to address it this offseason. I was not really pleased with the free throw performance in the playoffs, so we'll get that taken care of and make sure that doesn't happen again.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon, I got to do this on the air because my partner is a, you know, kind of wannabe athlete. Guru, what's the most you've ever bench pressed in your prime?
255.
What's the most Steph's ever benched?
You know what? That's a good question. We've never done that. So we focus so much on the speed of the lift. You know, not necessarily the weight of the lift.
Sure.
So we're working at sub-maximal and sub-maximal weights, and we're more worried about speed. Where he's the most impressive, Steph is the most impressive with those dumbbells and bench press and dumbbells. I mean, he picks those 100-pound dumbbells up and throws them around like they're nothing. I think you probably heard Kevon Looney or Andre Iguodala talk about it, but you know, he's not afraid to touch the heaviest dumbbells in the room and move them at a pretty good speed. So, you know, that would equate to a pretty nice barbell bench press. He doesn't do a whole lot of barbell bench press, but 255 is a respectable number. That's a respectable number.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Brandon, you're probably too young to remember. There was a time once when the conventional wisdom was that weightlifting messed up your shot in basketball.
Yeah, there's no truth to that whatsoever, especially if you're paying close attention and doing mobility work and you're doing flexibility work through your pecs and your shoulders, then you're going to be just fine. Actually, the stronger you get, the better the easier it is to become more mechanically sound, as long as you're paying close attention to your mechanics.
Brandon, I got to get this one in. And the beautiful thing about sports is, you know, you give credit to other people and other individuals when they deserve it. And I'm just trying to put myself in your shoes. You're like, to me, a scientist. And I know Curry's your guy. But when you look at an athlete like LeBron James, and he's 37 years old, do you sit back and marvel at that or appreciate that too? Whoever his Brandon Payne or Paynes may be, do you take that in? Like, this is incredible physically.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you sit back and watch LeBron James, you just kind of, you know, it's incredible, and the people that he works with, and and you know, they're doing a great job with it. I'm not exactly sure who he does it up with, but whoever it is, they're doing a great job. And yeah, I mean, you do recognize it. It's funny you mentioned that. Actually, I got a call out of the blue yesterday from a number that I didn't know, from a Chicago number, and I just happened to answer, and it was Tim Grover. Former trainer. They called me just to let me know, you know, that he thought we were doing a really good job with Steph and everything. So that was a great call to get, and it was one that was very unexpected, and one that was greatly appreciated. So you do look around the league, and you see a lot of people in the offseason doing a great job. And actually, I think you see a lot of NBA teams becoming more open minded about getting players, individual guys, in the room and giving them a voice in the room, not a big voice, but just letting them be heard, because it, you know, taking a more collaborative approach between the personal coaches and the teams is going to equate to better overall player performance. And like I said, going at more of a 12-month approach. So, but all those guys, I mean, anytime you sit and watch an NBA game, these guys are incredible, and they're incredible. The amount of speed and power and the fluidity and the body control and the skill is, and at the size they're doing that, they're just incredible, and it takes a tremendous amount of work to get to that point. So all the trainers and players that are doing all the great work in the offseason equates to the entertainment that you see for 82 games plus four rounds in the playoffs.
So, like, will he eat a lot of chocolate the next 2 or 3 weeks, like chips and pretzels? Like, does he kind of get off the regimen that way, or he never goes down that road?
Considering he got championship number four, I think the most calories he's going to get in the next 2 weeks are going to come in liquid form.
Wow!
And I do think the alcohol will be flowing a little bit, and rightfully so. So I think that'll be where the majority of the calories come for a couple weeks.
All right. Well, he certainly deserves it. Hey, Brandon, thanks.
Thank you,
a lot of fun, man, talking to you, and continued success with Steph Curry.
I really appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Brandon Payne.
Wow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.